Federal review reopens over $700 million tribal casino plan. The U.S. Department of the Interior is reevaluating its prior approval of a proposed $700 million casino project in Vallejo, which was put forward by the Scotts Valley Band of Pomo Indians. The reassessment follows legal challenges from other tribal nations, who have raised concerns over transparency in the approval process and potential effects on their ancestral lands. Tribal lawsuits prompt review of major casino project. In a letter published this week, Scott J. Davis, senior advisor to the Secretary of the Interior, confirmed that while the land designated for the casino remains in trust, the project's gaming eligibility approval has been temporarily withdrawn. Local media has reported that the department is revisiting additional documentation submitted after a 2022 legal remand, concerned that this information may not have been fully addressed in the initial review. The casino development, slated for a 160-acre site near the intersection of Interstate 80 and Highway 37, received federal approval in January under the Biden administration. The proposal includes a casino, housing units, a tribal government building, and a nature preserve. Supporters argue that the project would bring substantial job creation and economic growth to the region. However, the proposal has faced opposition from neighboring tribes. The Yocha Dihi Winton Nation and the Quetzal Dihi Winton Nation filed lawsuits against the Interior Department, claiming that the process was rushed and did not involve adequate consultation with tribes who could be affected. Leaders from the Yocha Dihi Nation have also voiced concerns about potential harm to sacred cultural sites. Yocha Dihi welcomes review while Scotts Valley pushes back. A Yocha Dihi Winton Nation spokesperson has welcomed the department's decision to revisit the approval and spoke of the need for a process that is inclusive and honors all tribal voices. The Quetzal Dihi Winton Nation echoed the sentiment and said the tribe is ready to participate in a comprehensive review of the plan. Meanwhile, the Scotts Valley Band of Pomo Indians has opposed the Interior Department's move. The tribe argued that its gaming eligibility had been granted after careful legal and historical analysis. Tribal Chairman Sean Davis criticized the decision to reopen the case and called it politically motivated and fueled by rival tribes attempting to block Scotts Valley's efforts toward economic self-reliance. He said the objections being raised now had already failed in earlier proceedings. Despite this challenge, the Scotts Valley tribe remains committed to moving forward with the development and they are confident that the review will reaffirm their right to operate gaming activities on the site. The Department of the Interior has invited all parties involved to submit additional evidence and legal arguments by May 30 as part of the ongoing reassessment.